That's what's happening with our Cornwall Council at the moment, because their meetings are held during the day. So by that definition, it is now dictating almost that anyone who stands for Cornwall Council, whether it be male or female, would have to be unemployed or retired. Going back to the traditional middle class, retired Twin Set and Pearl Brigade, if you like. Oh, that's a dreadful way of putting it. But that's what's going to happen unless they change their ideas. It is very much an old boys network, and you will find that there are a great many top politicians who've gone through the old school regime where they are actually trained for politics, whereas very, very few women are.
Do you think the lack of maybe visible female politicians would be a deterrent, something that would put you off getting interested in it?
No, not at all. Not myself personally, and I'm sure any other female who would be really interested in getting into politics.
There are some people who love it. They seem to love that Prime Minister's question time, once a week banter. I mean, I should say that behaviour only really happens once a week for like half an hour. Now, some people actually love that banter, but then equally some people absolutely hate it and think it's just ridiculous. I responded to the call from David Cameron that we really need more women, and I finally thought, yes, I'm going to have a go at this, and this is a good time to do it. But I don't actually believe in any sort of positive discrimination, because I think ultimately it should be a meritocracy. But I do think there are things to make it easier. I would see myself first and foremost as a constituency MP. My priority is my constituency, and I wouldn't really... I really wouldn't see myself as a woman MP. However, I do think, though, that the fact that there are more women members of Parliament means that we can raise issues, we can work as a group to tackle issues that perhaps men would be uncomfortable raising. I can think of a really good colleague of mine, Jane Ellison, who's the MP for Battersea, and there's a real problem in her population that she represents of female genital mutilation. And because most males would really kind of run a million miles from having to talk about such a subject, and yet it's a major problem. And the police in her constituency raised this with her, and she's done a huge amount of work in the community, but also raising the issue in Parliament, and to get a whole culture shift to say that young girls living in Britain shouldn't feel that it's acceptable to have this practice done to them. They're British citizens, and this isn't right. And she's led a lot of campaigning work in Parliament, and with that particular community where this is a particular tradition, it's been massively beneficial for girls and women in that community. So, you know, that's something quite specific. Now, that's never been raised in Parliament, and yet that's been an issue for a long time. And I think that's because she is a woman MP, and she could empathise with that issue, and she wasn't frightened to talk about it.